leading up to the Great Sporting Events 2026.
Welcome to listening to the New English Language Radio News Bulletin dedicated to the major sporting events of 2026, brought to you by Radio Club 103 Dolomiti and Radio Pew, the Agordino radio station.
Two more medals for Italy at the Paralympics, both in the vision-impaired category. On the Tofane slope in Cortina, Chiara Mazzal, guide Nicola Cotti-Cottini, won gold in the Super-G, while Giacomo Bertagnoli, together with his guide Andrea Ravelli, claimed silver in the Super-G after taking bronze in the downhill. Russia's Varvara Voronkikhina won the women's standing Super-G at the Milan-Cortina Paralympics, giving Russia its first Paralympic gold since the Sochi 2014 Games. The country had been excluded from Pyeongchang 2018 over anti-doping violations and from Beijing 2022 following the invasion of Ukraine. After two bronzes in recent days, Russia returned to the top of the podium. During the medal ceremony, the Russian flag and anthem were present, with no protests from the crowd. Back to the sliding center, Simico, the Milan-Cortina infrastructure company, has reassured the public about the future of the facility and denied claims that the new venue is out of service. The track, built in just 305 days, recorded more than 22,000 runs during the games and received international praise. The final construction activities will be completed in the coming weeks. Figures circulating in the press about alleged millions in damages are not supported by any technical document from the company. After the Olympic dismantling phase, work will continue in preparation for competitions scheduled by the International Luge Federation, FIL, through 2030.
Weather forecast for the Dolomites area.
General evolution. On Tuesday, the high pressure will gradually weaken, but the Atlantic flow will still be hindered in its entry over Italy, and the only effect will be a slight temperature drop and increasing cloud cover. On Wednesday, moist air masses of Atlantic origin will begin to approach the Venetian Alps with likely modest effects. On Thursday, a modest trough axis could bring some precipitation in addition to thick cloud cover.
Milan Cortina represents not only Italy's return to the international winter scene, but also a demonstration of how our country continues to play a leading role in celebrating and promoting the noblest values of global sport.
Towards the major events of 2026.